California Supreme Court took a tough line this week in a child pornography case. It ruled the state can order people convicted of minor sex offenses to register as sex offenders for the rest of their lives. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The case involves Los Angeles resident Leon Casey Alva, who in 1999 was convicted of a misdemeanor charge of possessing child pornography. It was his first offense. Alva was fined more than $1,500, placed on 36 months probation, and ordered to undergo sexual deviancy therapy. He was also required to register each year with local police. That meant providing the addresses of his residence and employment, fingerprints, a current photograph, and the license plate numbers of any car he owned or used. Alva appealed, arguing that the registration requirement amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, in part because there was no psychiatric evidence that he was an actual threat to children. Alva based his appeal on a 1983 ruling by the California Supreme Court, which found that the registration requirement was excessive for a relatively minor crime, such as lewd conduct in a public place. But the California High Court overturned that ruling, saying the registration requirement is not punishment. Writing for the court, Justice Marvin Baxter said registration is, quote, intended to assist law enforcement to maintain surveillance of recidivist sex offenders and has no purpose to punish for past misconduct, end quote. Rory Little, who teaches at UC Hastings School of Law in San Francisco, says the ruling is not surprising.
There's some empirical research which suggests that recidivism is higher for people convicted of sexual offenses. Now, that's a much debated, very controversial set of research. So now people think that these registration statutes, as opposed to just being a punitive way of keeping track of people and, in a sense, ostracizing them, it's really a way of keeping track of people who we think are likely reoffenders.
And Little says the U.S. Supreme Court already has ruled that such registries are constitutional. In the California ruling, the justices argued that virtually all of the states have sex offender registration laws, and that state and federal courts have found that these laws serve a legitimate regulatory purpose and are not for punitive purposes. But Alva's attorney, Stephen Flowers, says the net effect of the California ruling is to approve of government tracking of people like his client who aren't really pedophiles.
He's a kid, or at the time of his arrest, he was a kid. He was 20 years old. He's a gay man. He's not a threat to anyone. He's not really a sex offender. It's frighteningly totalitarian. But that's California.
The California High Court's ruling is limited in a sense that it applies to sex offender registrants whose identities are not publicly known. The names of offenders convicted of more serious sex crimes are already listed in a publicly accessible database. The Los Angeles City Attorney who prosecuted the case was not available for comment. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.